a piano. What you get depends on how you play it.
Or like a canvas. It begins blank, and every day is like another brush stroke.
No, life is like a hot bath. The longer you stay in, the more wrinkled you get. It's like a game of badminton. It can't be played alone.
I was thinking it's more like a highway. Life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where the blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me.
Are we going to cut to me laughing? That was really cute. I thought it was Lion King.
Now it's Veggie Tales, apparently.
It sounded to me like Simone and Pumbaa, or Timon and Pumbaa.
I didn't know Veggie Tales did a version of Life is a Highway until today, so.
Neither did I, but that was amusing, so thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And it actually goes out to Remy and Kaleo. Apparently, they're listening today, so I thought it would be fun to put on a little Veggie Tales Life is a Highway for them.
And for context, they're 6 and 3.
Yeah, they're not adults, let's be honest.
Let's just give some context to that. So welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense. I'm Sherry.
And I'm Terry, and it is Thursday at 4 o'clock.
And this is what we do, we share our nonsense with you.
Yeah, so let's start off with last night. We were out last night for trivia.
We were.
Music
we
trivia.
Were
CFRC.
As part of the CFRC fundraising drive, we had a impromptu trivia night at Something in the Water.
Yeah, what a fantastic place. And this place called Ghost Taco as well.
Yes, I had cheese fries.
Yeah, so did I.
I don't know if I've ever told anybody, but our son has said to me that he hopes that one day somebody looks at me with the love that looks at him with the love that I look at cheese fries with.
Yeah, you do like some good cheese fries. And a big shout out to Nadra and Greg from Something in the Water. They were fantastic. They were great hosts. And obviously Ara for putting it on here with CFRC and us. And we had a really good time. We had I would have liked a bigger crowd, but obviously, it's the first time doing it there. And it was part of the funding drive. And I think it was a great night nonetheless.
I think part of the issue was that Daft also had trivia last night.
Yeah, there's Daft. And
they have a really popular trivia night.
Yeah, and then there's also the one at Riverhead. And I know there's a couple others as well. So it's really hard. I mean,
but we've tried.
We've been doing trivia in the city since May 2019 is when I first started doing trivia. And then it just blew up after that. So
yeah,
I feel like I'm the OG of trivia for Kingston.
You're taking credit for that?
Oh, I am. I am definitely taking trivia.
You brought music trivia to Kingston?
I think I did.
I actually think you might have as well. I don't remember it being so prevalent until you one day were sitting in the first venue saying, you guys need something on Thursday night.
Yeah, and it was a joke. And I said, I know this guy. He can do trivia. He's a bit of a beep, but he's fun. And they went, who is he? And I go, it's me. And then we did it and we packed the house and it was fun and it's been fun ever since, let's be honest.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was that. It was great and I quite enjoyed it. And today we went to Toastmasters. So I've started going there officially.
Right. Because he's not going to start the show with so yeah, like he just did.
I know. It's crazy.
I gave him nasty eyeballs when he did that, but we're learning to not do that anymore.
Yeah, we are. And it is a lot of work and it's really interesting to realize how much you use, what do they call them? Filler words?
Crutch words or filler words.
Yeah. So I watched a lot of people doing it today and the different ways they kind of avoided it and they paused or whatever they did to, catch their thoughts. So,
but you're starting to hear it, right?
Oh, I'm hearing it all over the place.
Which is why eventually it just gets into your brain to not do it, which is part of the Toastmasters model and why it's so successful.
Yeah, so that was cool. So we've been up since the wee hours in the morning.
4:30?
Yeah.
But at 4:30 this morning, we were having fun even then because we were talking about what we're going to talk about on the show today, and I'm going to take the segue, but everyone is posting and sharing their 2025 Spotify playlists. It's a popular trend right now on social media. So I said to you, hey, did you get your Spotify wrap up? And we don't use Spotify, but our
music provider,
music streaming platform has the same thing. And of course, so you didn't realize that you did. So you pulled it up and it was 5 o'clock in the morning and we were playing songs and remembering why they were important to us for the year. So because it's topical and because that's going around on social media right now, we thought that that would be the theme for our show today because yet again, our playlists are extremely different.
They are not at all the same. Actually, I got to say, there's a couple of songs that they fall down further in my list. They are there, but they're not at the same level. I mean, there's a couple on mine right at the top. One and two I can't play because they have a bit of explicit lyrics in it. Not really, but a little bit.
Well, one of them really
has explicit lyrics. Number two completely does. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's, you know, I have a lot that are similar.
It depends because, honestly, you listen to different music depending on who you are and who you're with. And you listen with me and quite enjoy the music that we listen to when we're on road trips and when we're together. But that's very different than your Into the Darkness music. And because you launched Into the Darkness this year, you spent a lot of time deep diving into that genre of music, which would have knocked some of the traditional stuff that we listen to together out of the ranking for you, which is great because it's really eclectic music and it's different and it's really back to your roots and back to your love. So I don't have any issue with that. It's just they're very different, but we'll always go back to some good old Casting Crowns when we're on a road trip or something.
Yeah, and it's funny because I have five different profiles and my five different profiles that I have within our service has five different top tens for me. Yeah. They're not even similar. Yeah. Even within them.
Well, it makes sense because you're going to have one that's wedding, one that's into the darkness, one that's trivia, one that's me, and I think the other one's our son.
Yeah, it's crazy to see how diverse they really are.
Oh, he was telling me he was in the top 1% of listeners for Big X the Plug.
Yeah, I mean, he got me into Big X the Plug. I quite like him.
I think it was on here, actually, he introduced a Big X the Plug song to me the time that he was on with me with Shaboozy.
Yeah.
And otherwise I wouldn't have known anything about that person, but apparently he's in the top 1% listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. And he listens to all of Big X the Plug's stuff. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to play a bit of my first song. Now, this song is called Out of Space, and it follows into my Into the Darkness. It's my opener for Friday nights, and I've been listening to this band, The Prodigy, forever. They're an industrial band. They've been around a really long time. I really like them. I used to DJ when I – sorry, I didn't used to DJ. When I DJed in Toronto, when I first got my start back in the day, this was one of the bands that I predominantly listened to and I continue to. And I have their stuff on vinyl as well. And I was playing some vinyl actually on Friday night, which was cool. We'll come back to that. But let me play a little bit of Out of Space by The Prodigy to kick things off for our 225 wrap-up. Song brings me back to another dimension. I got to be honest. That song reminds me of being back in the 90s, playing a club downtown in Toronto or at a rave somewhere. That song is just, that'll be forever my intro song for Into the Darkness.
That is not in my memory bank. I don't think I attended anywhere that played music like that.
Sure you did.
I'm not sure.
However,
now it just reminds me of you, which is nice, and Into the Darkness.
Now, RPM used to play it. I mean, all the clubs played it.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyways, let's move on to the next song. The next one is from my top pick playlist. And
where does this one fall for you?
I don't remember the number. Don't ask me technical questions.
Okay.
I don't remember the number. But this song is just because it's fun. And I think it's on my workout playlist. So if I'm on the treadmill or cleaning, which isn't a workout, but I have loud music in my head. And it is one of the songs we've talked about that I will dare someone to not sing along with.
Because everybody loves this song.
You're going to start to say, I can do it. I'm not going to sing. And next thing you know, you catch yourself.
Absolutely.
And you're absolutely singing. So one of my favorite fun songs is Low by T-Pain.
And Flo Rida.
And Flo Rida. So you can go ahead and play it. Doesn't need much introduction.
Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Come on. Nobody to go. Them birthday cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she was flexible. Professional, drinking Xanax. Hold up, wait a minute, do I see what I think I will? Did a thing, I seen sure to get low. Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'm making it snow. Work the pole, I got the bang bro. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where it goes. She had them
I did exactly what you said. I tried not to sing, and about four words in, I was singing along.
Yep, same here.
It's so easy.
Right? It is just that sing-along catchy tune.
It is. It's one of those great tunes. I mean, I can play that at a wedding. I usually don't play it early on because it is a little older now, and I'll throw it in around 11, 11:30 when people have a little, you know, a little liquid courage in them, and they will get down on the floor, and they will do the whole get low. And some of them just shouldn't. And some of them get low and then need friends to help them up. Mm-hmm. And then I go from that to friends in low places sometimes if they're still stuck on the floor.
Yeah, that's clever.
So that's, I amuse myself sometimes at weddings, so it's part of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So this next one for you is Country Girl Shake It For Me.
Oh, we're going right to another one for me?
No, not at all. Well, that was mine.
No, it wasn't. I picked low. Not picked low.
No, not low. I said a little bit next.
Yes.
And then for whatever reason, I looked at the wrong one. So, yeah, I'm going to do Florida Georgia Line and Nelly.
Okay.
And
I'm interested.
Yeah, so it's a remix. Obviously, Florida Georgia Line does the one song, and then they had Nelly remix it. I really like this song. I like this band because when I got into this band, they were still racing dirt bikes and hanging out and doing their thing. They lived on the Florida Georgia Line right down there. And as you know, we all know that's where Kieran had been living and stuff. And all their videos, it's got the red dirt roads and all that. It just reminds me of a really good time a couple of years back when it was simpler, when things were a little slower, actually.
Okay.
Yeah? No? You don't think so?
I don't know. It was just a different era of our life.
Yeah, it was for sure. So, yeah, I like this song. Do you not know it?
I probably know it.
You know
I didn't
it.
Recognize the title when you put it on there, but let's hear it and then I'll come back and let you know if I knew
it. Okay, for sure. Here we go. A little bit by Florida Georgia Line and Nelly.
Oh, yeah. We back. Yeah. Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing? Where you come from and what's your name? I sure do like the way you moving. How about you move over my way? That's right, just a little bit. Yeah, I'ma get the next round, we can drink about it. Let's get to thinking if you think we need to think about it. Way I see it, we got nothing to lose, and I kinda got something to prove. I know we just met, but baby girl, let's roll. Let's roll, let's roll. Take me to the country, show me where you from. I said, shout it, you gon' love me, and we gon' have some fun. I break out my big wheel, and you can climb on up, girl. I think you a big deal, now show your boy some love. Just a little bit, just a little bit. Country, just a little bit, just a little bit. Country, we gon' have some fun. Just a little bit. Country. Shawty messing with a bro now, I'm a brew now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out, from the front to the back. Hip hop or the hold out. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady and this, I'm the go now. Shawty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal, better know now. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. Just a little bit.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Dinosaur, right? That is sweet swag.
I want sweet, sweet swag.
It is. We got those hats last night.
We did. We got all sorts. They were actually quite generous with prizes.
Yeah, there was pizzas.
There was free pizzas and toques and
beer.
Packs of cards.
Yeah, there was so much swag going out last night. It was great. I really, I do love the radio station, and I love how much they care and want to do things and get people involved. So thank you, guys. All right, let's talk about, did you know this song?
I didn't know this song.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah, I knew you did. I didn't know what the name of the song was, but clearly I had heard it before.
Yeah.
So, yes, I did know and understand and appreciate that song. It was very good.
Yeah,
it was good. So let's move on to the next one, which is, again, part of my memory bank, but it is Country Girl, Shake It For Me by Luke Bryan.
He's my best, my best friend.
You're trying to make Luke Bryan happen, but he doesn't know yet. So let's go ahead and play it, and then I'll come back and tell you a little bit about the memory attached to it.
All right. That sounds great.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. My big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up, gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud, gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor, up on the toolbox, it don't matter, down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, the DJ spinning that country song, come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child, they got it in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms, spin me around this big old barn, tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar.
Great song. And it does invoke great memories. So not only is it just a great song in general, but it does it remind you, I'm going to ask you if you remember this, when we ran the cheer company, we used to actually cheer at some of the France games.
Yeah, it does. And I remember it. It's on CD number 3.
Right. I remember
it's number one on CD number 3.
Right. And it was great because the cheerleaders had an opportunity to perform in the concourse and in the aisles and things like that. And it was great visibility for the club. The kids loved it that they got to run around the then K-Rock Center in their uniforms and get lots of publicity for the club. So that was really fun. And this was a song that was popular at the time. And so they often liked to dance to this song.
And then the other one was, I remember, was black and yellow because that was the France colors, right? So it was black and yellow.
And Canadian Girls.
Yeah. I mean, there were so many great songs that they did it to. They did Timber and...
I remember that.
And yeah. I mean, I have all the discs still.
I'm sure you do.
So, there were so many great songs that we did for that.
Yeah, that was fun times. I really appreciated and enjoyed when we used to do the France games and do lots of public things for the girls to perform. So that was a good time.
So just to give you a panic attack, do you know it's only 20 days to Christmas?
That's okay.
And 26 to a wedding.
I'm actually less panicked about the wedding because, honestly, our daughter has that thing on lock.
Yeah.
She was talking to the hall today, and she keeps asking everyone, what am I missing? What am I missing? And the coordinator at the hall said, girl, you've got this. I can't see a thing, and I don't know how often I see a better organized bride. And there's a spreadsheet. That's my girl. There's a spreadsheet.
Of course there is.
And it's open on my laptop at all times so I can check all the things.
Under tab 47.
Yeah, I have a lot of tabs open on my laptop, but it keeps me organized. And the Christmas part, I'm a little more worried about just because we really haven't done a lot and we're hosting a lot of people for Christmas this year. So we haven't decorated. We haven't really Christmas shopped.
We're putting up the tree on Tuesday or Wednesday.
We're planning to do it Tuesday or Wednesday next week, but also Christmas shopping. We don't do a whole ton of Christmas shopping because we don't have a large family and everybody has a lot of things. So we don't do a whole lot of Christmas shopping. I'll get everybody's stocking stuffed and everybody will get one or two nice things. And then it's important and we all love it. But even like our son's already got his birthday present. So I'm not particularly
worried. Yeah, it's set up downstairs.
Yeah.
He went and took it.
Yeah, I know. So it's all good. Don't give me panic attack.
No, that's fine. I'm just laughing because I know it's so close. My suit came in. I'm so excited about that.
That is exciting.
So there's so much that's going on.
We have
just
so much goodness coming up.
Yeah. It is a wonderful world.
It is.
All right. So the next song we're going to play or feature is a little Lionel Richie.
Yeah. And why did you pick this?
Okay. So again, this came out of my wedding profile.
Okay.
So this has come. So I've stolen a little bit from everything. So Out of Space is out of my Into the Darkness, and then a little bit was in my wedding. This is also in my wedding. So I don't know. This song has been requested so much this year.
Did it have a resurgence or something?
It did because it got remixed with Rascal Flatts.
Oh, okay.
So it's the Lionel Richie Rascal Flatts version of Dancing in the Ceiling.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Yeah. So, it has a really fun, dancey beat, and I've seemed to started playing it a lot, and I just mix it in throughout the night, and people love it, and it's got a great little tune to it. It's the original song, but it's just much faster and has a more dancey version to it. So enjoy this one. This one's kind of cool, guys.
People are starting to climb the wall.
It looks like everybody.
cause I said there ain't no use. It's hard to keep your feet on the ground. Cause when we like to party, we only wanna get down.
Whoa, we wanna feel it when we're dancing on the ceiling. Whoa, we wanna feel it when we're dancing on the ceiling. Whoa, we wanna feel it when we're dancing on the ceiling.
Whoa, we wanna feel it,
we wanna feel it.
Hey, hey, let's see that girl dancing on the ceiling.
What'd you think?
I liked it. Yeah, it was very fun.
They countryed it up, eh?
They did, yeah. I liked the original, too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves a good Michael.
No?
Everybody loves a good Lionel Richie. Man. Yeah, so I don't know. I really like this version of it, and I'm going to continue to play it at weddings, whether they like it or not. They'll be dancing on the ceiling.
They will be dancing on the ceiling.
All right, so here we go. We're halfway through the show. We're going to talk about what's going on this weekend.
The weekend wrap-up.
The weekend wrap-up. So, guys, just so you know, tomorrow night there is no trivia for me at Wild Wings.
Well, that's why you weren't running around trying to get the categories.
No.
I literally was thinking.
Wondering why I wasn't losing my mind on my phone.
Usually at this point going, wait a second, I have to check what categories I made.
No.
And you weren't. And that I do know that there was no trivia this week, but I just remember.
So, just so you know, the trivia rounds are already picked. They won't be released till next week.
Okay.
But there is no trivia this week.
Okay.
So it's
well, Wild Wing had a private event, don't they?
They did. And I knew that from day one. Like, so when we originally signed the contract with these guys, the first thing he said to me is December 5th is out of bounds.
Okay.
They had a birthday party booked. It's been booked for months.
Okay.
So that was fine. And then I was talking about maybe doing tonight. They had another event tonight. And then Saturday night is UFC fight. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm pretty good to watch the UFC fight at home or go to Wild Wing and have some wings and watch it there. So yeah, get the weekend off as far as that is. No, as
don't
far as
yourself.
I know. As far as that is concerned. But I still have my radio show on Friday night at midnight. So I'll be kicking it here on Friday night at midnight to 2 a.m. And just to let you know, guys, I may have had a little bit of hiccups trying to figure out the system last weekend with spinning some vinyl and kind of mixing it up. And we're going to be doing some CDs. And so we're just doing all the different types of media. But as soon as I get this other turntable up and running, I realized that one of the needles actually has a crack in it. So the stylus just went straight across the record.
That's the fundraising drive.
Yeah. So no, it's just a simple needle, but it just needed to get fixed. I'm not sure if anybody even noticed that it had a crack in it, but we got that and it's going to be under control and be fixed. And I can use that other turntable because it's hard to DJ on two different booths at the same time. So there's a lot going on. So yeah, that's me for this weekend. And I'm just running around behind you all weekend.
Well,
right, for the most part.
It was really convenient that trivia was canceled on Friday night because that means you get to come to my brokerage Christmas party.
Oh, that's right. That's Friday night too.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So I was happy that actually there wasn't trivia. It was a happy coincidence because we have our brokerage Christmas party on Friday night, which is going to be really fun. It is at Baja downtown. So if you're looking for a realtor from Remax Finest on Friday night, that's probably where most of us are.
What is Baja? I've never been.
It's like a taco place.
Oh, I love tacos. I'll be there.
You will be, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So that'll be really fun on Friday night. And then Saturday, we are going up towards Smith Falls and Merrickville because we're going to show houses.
Excellent.
And that's going to be fun. And then we're going to zip back to Kingston because we have multiple Christmas parties to get to.
So, yeah, we have my hurling and Irish football. They have their party at Loaf and Ale. So we'll be there from some point until 5:00. And then after
we're
that,
zip down to the Toastmasters Christmas party.
Yep.
And
I think
around.
There's another one after that too, right? There's like
we were invited to something else, but it's leaving my mind for the moment.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's okay. There's only so much we can do because then we're going to get right back up on Sunday morning, go back to Smith Falls because we're going to go to Mass where our daughter's getting married because we have to meet with the priest. Which
and
be
yeah,
nice.
We got to hand in the wedding, yeah. The marriage license. Yeah.
Oh, and I was. Surprisingly, not really surprised, but also got told, oh, also you have to pay him a fee.
Of course.
I knew there was a reason we were being asked to deliver the marriage certificate.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to pay him a fee.
Of course.
And then, actually, after that, we're coming back to go to another Christmas party. I did tell you this already.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You forgot, but I did tell you. So AWIC, which is the organization I recently emceed an entire day event for, which is the all women's entrepreneur community, I think it is.
Which was weird because it wasn't all women.
No, but that's just the name of the community.
Okay.
But there's men.
All right. It should just be the everybody.
I don't know. It's not my community.
That's all right.
I was asked to participate. So anyways, their Christmas party is Sunday dinner time-ish.
Oh, I like dinner.
You do like dinner. Actually, I have a breakfast tomorrow morning, too. So
a lot of food.
We're into a lot of food season.
It is holiday season. I mean, I'm meant to be at an event tonight now in Niagara Falls for another event.
I'm not doing that. We decided
it's just,
to go
there's
this
just
year.
So much to do and so many places to go and be. And I'm just choosing wisely this year to kind of step back and just do it. Strategically, I guess, would
go
be the right
things that matter most, and also be smart about indulgence because you have a custom suit that needs to fit in.
Oh, I'm not even worried about that.
29 days, and I have a dress that needs to fit in however many days it is.
I'm not worried about that. I feel like I'm drinking cases of water by the day. It's
you are
crazy.
Actually. You've been drinking a lot of water lately.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Alas, anyway. We digress. People don't care.
Yeah, they don't. So let's just play some more music. We got a little Spice Girls Wannabe. Why are you picking that?
It's just fun. Oh, I think it's fun. I love when we're at Wild Wing. And you play like a 90s set and
everybody in
there sings and dances and it turns into a dance party. It just makes me happy to see people happy. And this song makes me happy and I know it makes other people happy.
All right, here we go.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
You gotta be my lover.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
So I did dance around to that song. I love a little
you
bit
You were
of,
dancing yeah, yeah. to Wannabe. You also got up and made me a little panicky.
Yeah, I left the room. I had to go grab a drink. So I just wanted to, and I danced my way out. I danced my way back
Excellent.
In.
Excellent. Not so, on the ceiling, but
no,
to Wannabe.
Not dancing. I just wanted to be. Yeah, very I good. Know. Very, very good. All right. So tell me what else is going on.
That's it. You have your next song to play.
That's it.
What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, I thought you had other stuff to talk about. You kind of looked at me there like I wanted to say something, and I was like, okay.
I always have something to say, but nothing in specific at the moment. I was curious about why you picked the next song other than you love it.
All right. So, yeah, this is interesting one for me. So this song, which I find it kind of odd because it's really not in my what I would pick any of my genres of music that I would listen to on a regular basis. However, this song, I went and checked, showed up in every one of my top 10 across every platform of music.
I
realize I play this song an awful lot. Mm-hmm. So this is Maria Maria from Santana, and I love this song. I really do. So,
all right, well, let's play it.
Yeah, here we go.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Ghetto Blues from the refugee camp.
Maria, Maria, she remind me of the West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem, she living a life just like a movie star.
Feel you through the weather, and even when we are apart.
I just realized why I like this song so much.
Why?
It's got Wyclef Jean in it, and I'm really digging all this stuff that he's done with the remixes with, like, Queen and all the, you know, We Will Rock You and all those remixes with Wyclef Jean. I just realized why I'm playing it so much.
Okay.
I was just sitting there listening to it.
You've also always loved that song.
I do, and I always have, but, I mean, I really love this version of it as well, but it's kind of funny just sitting back and, you know, I'm just kind of having a moment by myself thinking while the song's playing, taking photos of you at the same time.
Now, why were you doing that?
I don't know.
don't do that. We were joking, though, because I tell people the only thing I have on a weekly basis that's immovable, like not flexible, is 4 to 5 on a Thursday.
Yeah, and you get
inevitably
multiple calls.
Something happens at between four and five on a Thursday, which actually same thing. I went to go look for something to say on the air and noticed something on my phone that I didn't love. And so then I got a little distracted. But every Thursday between 4 and 5, inevitably my phone starts ringing or something starts blowing up. And it's always, as soon as we leave here, I'm like, I got to go make 3 calls. And it's not like an ease out of this. So a funny, interesting thing that was happening again.
It's
crazy.
But
why are you taking a photo of me?
Oh, I was sending it to her friends saying, hey, look, who I'm hanging with right now.
Oh,
that's what it
I thought
said.
You were saying, look, she's still working while she's on the air.
No, I just said I'm hanging with my beauty.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you weren't riding solo?
I wasn't riding solo.
That was an inside joke.
Yeah, it was.
Those people who would get it probably aren't even listening, but that's okay.
Oh, I think they are. I think they might be.
Okay, well, we're going to go into my next song, which actually has always been for a long time a really great song and a really great band. And we're going to talk about the Pussycat Dolls for a moment, because we never talk about the Pussycat Dolls. And I think that Nicole Scherzinger is underrated and incredibly talented. And we were talking this morning about how she's on Broadway right now. And I would love, don't know what she's in on Broadway. I'd have to go back and look at that, but I'm not looking at my phone again. But she is on Broadway right now, and she's incredibly talented. And she was also on one of those talent shows. She's never been on American Idol, but she was on
something. I can't remember what it was as well.
I can't remember which one it was. Maybe that terrible one with the heads. The Masked Singer.
I think she was on that, which
was horrible. You got dumber by watching that. Anyways.
There's a few shows that are dumber when
you watch them. Oh, yeah. There are many shows that you are dumber after you finish watching them. You lose brain cells, but I digress. We're going to listen to Don'tcha, because it's another one of the ones that is on my playlist, and I like to listen to it when I'm on the treadmill, because it's about, you know, being sexy and all those good things. And
what's also, they've got the restaurant in Vegas, too, right?
Yeah, we have a photo of our daughter outside the Pussycat Dolls restaurant back in that time when all she did was back walkovers and leg stands and splits and all sorts of things, because she was right into cheer. So we have a picture of her doing some sort of cheer pose right in front of the Pussycat Dolls sign in Las Vegas, which is burned in my brain. But I really like this song, so I hope everybody else likes it too.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this?
Ooh, baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen. You see the get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick. Yes, I'm on a lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you holler before you leave.
I know you like me. I know you like me. I know you do. I know you do. That's why we're named. She's all over you, and I know you want it. I know you want it. It's easy to see. It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know you should be on with me.
you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? Don't you?
Fight the feeling.
Fight the feeling.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
'Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough
to leave a happy home.
Let's keep it friendly.
Let's keep it friendly.
You have to play fair. See, I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna wanna share.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you?
Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Same.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fun.
Don't you?
Okay, I see how it's going down.
Don't you?
Seem like Shorty want a little menage to pop off or something.
Let's go.
Well, let me get straight to it. A broad won't watch it. When I come through, it's the God Almighty looking all brand new. A shorty wanna jump in my Aston Van Jewish. Looking at me all like she really wanna do it. Trying to put it on me till my black and bluish. You wanna play with a player girl and play on? Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wagon, hit you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty all on me, 'cause it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all as y'all can get cool. I can hit the phone for y'all.
I know she loves you.
I know she loves you.
I understand.
I understand.
I'd probably be just as crazy about you if you were my old man. Maybe next lifetime.
Forget how good Busta Rhymes is.
I was still just listening to Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, that's too funny, because I was listening to Busta Rhymes thinking, man, that guy's great. He's really throws it down.
All right, well, let's get your last song in, because it's also a good one, and that's going to take us out.
Yes.
But I want to make sure you get one more in.
Yeah, and we're not going to get it all in, because I got to cut to my Route 66, but we'll get in as much as we can. We'll play for the next 3 minutes of it, and then we'll throw in Route 66. I didn't know this version of it was actually in the Cars movie. But anyway, here we go, a little Beware of the Boys by Punjabi MC and Jay-Z.
The Rock in the building. Khalid. What's up, Burrell in the house.
Nimi hath gun fir paake rakh la palle vich mukhda luka ke rakh la.
Live from United States, Brooklyn, New York, it's your boy.
Nimi hath gun fir paake rakh la
palle vich
mukhda luka ke rakh la. Ave kari na kise de naal pyar mundiyan
to pass ke. As soon as the beat drop, we got the streets locked overseas. A Punjabi MC in the Rock. Came to see the mommies in a spot. On the count of three, drop your body like it's hot. One, young, two, you. One, two, three, young hoes a snake charmer. Move your body like a snake mama. Make me wanna put the snake on ya. I'm on my eighth summer, still hot. Young's the eighth wonder. All I do is get bread, yeah, I take wonder. I take one of your chicks straight from under your armpit. The black Brad Pitt, I'm at till six in the a.m.
Paul Day, I'm P-I-M-P. I am simply attached to the track like Simply. It's simply good. Young Hope, infinitely hood. O.C. and it don't stop. Kucha, B.M.C. and it don't stop. Nigga, N.Y.C. and we don't stop. R.O.C. and we don't stop. Kucha, B.M.C. and we don't stop. It's your boy Jay-Z and we don't stop. Nigga, R.O.C. and we won't stop. But it's your boy Ho from the U.S. You just lay down slow. Catch your boy mingling, England, Netherlands, in the Netherlands. Checking in daily under aliases. We rebellious, we back home. Screaming leave Iraq alone. With all my soldiers in the field, I will wish you safe return. But only love kills war. When will they learn? It's international Ho. Been having a flow. Before Bin Laden got Manhattan to blow. Before Ronald Reagan got Manhattan to blow. Before I was cabinet there back and forth. Bro, we had it all day. Poppy in the hallway, cop one on consignment to give you more, yay. Yeah, but that's another story. But for now, I'm gonna turn it around and let the boy play.
All right, so that's kind of a feel that you're going to get when you listen to me on my Friday night show as well. I play a lot of house and dance music and that kind of stuff. So you'll get that feel when you listen on Friday nights Into the Darkness as well. I got some calypso in there, some reggae, and obviously some Punjabi MC goes in a long way in there as well.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we will again listen to you on Saturday when we're driving around.
Yeah, we will. Now I'm going to finish off with a little Route 66 from the Cars movie.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, okay, so it'll be quick as well, and then we'll go right into the corridor.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, stay safe and frosty, everybody.
Don't do that.